This is an hour that comes to all.
Except in states that don't have daylight saving.
I, sir, was referring to your
antipathy and sub genius show.
The dead
kill me.
Never laugh.
The sounds of summer. The waves on the beach. The smack of tennis ball against cricket bat, chasing it in the sand, swimming in the sea, feeling your skin blister and burn under the ultraviolet radiation, the smell of meat burning on the barbecue, the salad, the beer in the chili bin, sand between your toes and in your jandals. Summer. Summer in the Antipodes. Yes, it's,
step to the rear what? Of the car, please.
What's going on? What am I doing in this lift? Where are we? What's that? What's that music? What's going... Ooh. That's all very strange. What the hell is going on? Why am I hearing this horrible, jangly music? Why am I in this... A ancient 1950s style lift with an ancient 1950s style lift attendant. What's going on here? Oh no, of course I forgot. Summer in the Antipodes. That's the Christmas period. Ah, crap! Christmas is here again. It's come around. That horrible, horrible time has come around. When they play that ancient Christmas music again and again. All the old Christmas favorites. White Christmas, what a joke. I mean, what a joke. The nearest you get to white is the vanilla ice cream in your cone. Or more likely falling on the ground because you didn't know how to lick it like I didn't when I was your age. Anyway, got to fight the Christmas. Got to fight.
Look here. I want to register a complaint.
Next, please.
The Christmas powers that be. Damn, what am I going to do? Oh, I know. I'll just dive inside, away from all these ultraviolet radiations, and I'll... Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll create a show in which we pit the Xmas man in the fat red suit against the X-Day man in the suit and tie, and we'll see who wins. Yes, that's what I'll do. We'll fight it. Yes, we'll fight it. Because Santa Claus cannot stand up to J.R. Bob Dobbs. No, honestly, no, really, yes, really, true, yes. You'll see, and you'll be sorry.
Santa Claus, as you know, is merely a dream who exists in your subconscious to come out and run around your head and fly through the window with a hedgehog. But, as we all know, this is just a myth, and really hedgehogs do not fly through windows, especially when being held by Santa Claus.
Give the Lord the claptrap. Who made him talk in funny riddles so that we cannot understand? Who made him so succinct and blind that he is actually blind? My one.
Yeah, we're now officially in the Jesus season.
The time of the Lord of the fattening of the crap.
How many before you reach your limit? How many do you get?
Jesuses?
Yeah. How many can you bag?
How many messiahs can you bag?
Male Jesuses.
If you're doing it in season. If you're doing it out of season, you need a special permit.
Oh, you never
and
do.
You can only take
yeah,
one.
But I mean,
you
now,
never bag the Lord in C. You bag the Lord in B flat, so you get that kind of rough sound.
But when they're in season, it's every God for himself.
This is the season for the fighting Jesus. Obviously. We are between a rock and a hard place.
Did you know the Lord walked through Chaldea in the old days, and he got a very, very hard foot, and he got elephantiasis of the rectum? You know, it's not something well known by many Christian scholars. But I think the phrase in Hebrew was chlam.
Well, I like the story. I kind of like those stories where the Lord dies and then comes here to America and settles, you know, tames the West.
I like when he moves into a trailer park.
I like the cowboy.
His dog.
Jesus fought for the Confederate
the
Army.
Ranger. I like the Texas Ranger. Jesus, Texas Ranger.
Johnny Rambo. Jesus.
I could see Jesus for the Navajo police, for maybe the Hopi police force.
Billy Jack
for
was
Bad
the
Lake.
Indian Jesus. He was
Man.
The white brother who
Billy
came
Jack.
To
well, what
instruct
about,
the Indians how to be liberal.
Well, what about old Peacemaker, the Jesus of the Iroquois, who was actually a Huron? You didn't know that, did you? See, I got you.
The Huron.
Jesus.
Elron.
I got a Jesus like no other Jesus you've ever seen.
Oh, it tastes like
a new
like
Jesus,
butter.
A different Jesus.
It tastes like chocolate pie, children.
Jesus.
It melts in your mind.
Jesus.
Hey, Dave, you know where it is. Go kick that window
Jesus.
Open.
I already kicked it. I'll kick it again, though.
Kick it good this time.
We don't mean nothing by this Jesus and God. We hope that we thank
Slap
you
it.
For all the nice things that you've done for us this Thanksgiving.
Clap it.
We appreciate all that. And we're just trying to insult your fan club. That's all. That's why we do this blasphemous stuff. But we knew that you knew that because you're in all things and everything, right, Jesus? Right. I could hear him say right. Praise God and Bob. Yeah. And Jesus and
next
Connie
topic.
And
next
Collie
topic.
And
terrorist
the devil
insurance.
Could you see Jesus as a terrorist?
And science.
Well, that's the
and,
life of Brian, isn't it? That was.
And Greek mythology and Norse
Listen
mythology.
To the sounds of hell.
Santa do on Christmas Eve? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve with all? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve with? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve with all the children who have been good? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve with all the children who have been good? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve with all the children who have been good? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve? He visits the homes of children who have been good. He brings presents and candy and entertainment equipment. And programming material. What does Santa do on Christmas Eve to children who have been bad? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve to children who have been bad? He visits the homes on Christmas Eve of children who have done bad. He takes them away to a place where there are no trees, or flowers, or birds, or anything cheerful pretty much at all. What does Santa do on Christmas Eve to children who have been bad? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve to children who have been bad? He replaces their bodies, their sleeping bodies at home, with children who look just like them, who might have their memories, might have not, we're not sure, we haven't investigated. But their mamas and daddies never know that the children have been replaced. What does Santa do on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Eve? What does Santa do on Christmas Eve to children who have been bad? He says that they work, making toys and presents and home electronics. He says that they work, making presents and toys and home electronics. And the real world and their mommies and their daddies never see them again. That's what Santa does on Christmas Eve. That's what Santa does on Christmas Eve. That's what Santa does on Christmas Eve. Ho, ho, ho.
What was that all about? Well, let's see what we had. Firstly, we had the French subgenius, Self Slayer, explaining to us about Santa Clauses and Joe's apartment, although what those two things have to do with hedgehogs I still don't quite understand. Then we had some old ESO Swamp Radio with Professor Chas Smith, Ivan Stang, and Lonesome Cowboy Dave discussing the fact that we're in the Jesus season, or rather they were, about the 20th of November 2002. Next we had the Jethros, there'll be another one of theirs coming up pretty soon, with Holly Golly Christmas. Immediately followed thereafter, in triplicate actually, cheap reverb you know, by Just John, which you can reach at just-john.com, explaining just what does Santa do. And now, I think we need some advertising. After all, it is the season to advertise, isn't it?
Your husbands will be more cheerful on dark mornings if you polish their Johnsons. In fact, I've heard several women say they were glad of a chance to help polish their husbands, big or little. Like all of us, they're glad to help in any way with self-polishing. In fact, the regular use of rubbing or buffing will make your husbands last five times longer. It will sparkle like new. It's a tremendous labor. But to get results, may I make a helpful suggestion? Be sure to keep it protected with Coat. Simply apply and let dry.
To know and act is one in the same. If you know what's right, do it.
Do it.
Take control of your customer. Get them. Let her feel your individuality. Your good taste, unique. There's no reason for her to shop department stores and see the same old shit. We ain't McDonald's. Muse, we're special. Your customer's special. Enthuse. Any piece can be done anyway. Imagine.
Have yourselves a groovy little solstice. Mithra's won his fight.
Come one, come all.
It's T-Bomb, Hank, and you can help the mighty Subgenius Rice overthrow the evil normals with new Bob Dobbs action figure with Rocket Pie.
What I wouldn't do from Bob Cutler.
No more chocolatey pebbles from you, no. I'm a chocolate space cadet. Life support system down to zero cocoa. Feeling spacey.
Have some of my new cocoa pebbles. Now so chocolatey.
Smells cocoa-licious. Space cocoa-licious.
Blow.
friends. What do you think? Is it the nativity of Santa Claus that we're trying to celebrate here, or is it the horrible death of the Santa Bob, the Santi Bob, as he's been referred to in some early prescriptures?
I'm a winner. I know my goals. I am intelligently aggressive. I sell from my total knowledge of merchandise, using appropriate adjectives. I act with an always positive mindset. The more I sell, the more I'll have.
Try Uncle Bob's Vermilion Vent Worm Vittles. We use the whole worm, fry it up right, and give you the tasty soft parts and the crispy skin. Yep, that's some mighty fine worm, and it doesn't taste like chicken. You'll need those 999 subnutrients because the evil alien flying reverse vampire monkeys stole my Astro Boy plushie during one of my last seven moves as I tried to stay one step ahead of the brain-sucking, snake-handling, trilateralist zombie Shriner Chuds. Besides, it was falling apart. Now, if that's not a straight line, give me narwhal wang stew or deerhead chili or a Nigerian e-hand job or heavy sedation or a second chance or kill me.
The more I sell, the more I'll have more. The more I sell, the more I'll have more. The more I sell, the more I'll have more. The more I sell, the more I'll have. The more I sell, the more I'll have.
Wait, bring up.
You'll wonder where your teeth went when you brush your teeth with Dentsodep. Dentsodep. Dentsodep.
It's Candy Frappy.
It's Frappy Candy.
Stop.
Eh?
You're both right.
Oh,
introducing new Candy Frappy Frappy Candy. Stripes and stripes and stripes of colors, 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 and colors. Colors that go below infrared and way above ultraviolet. Mm. And the taste?
Oh, yeah, Frappy Candy.
Candy Frappy. Mm. Well, I can see these two won't need any words or worms. For several days now, I should say, I think. So don't forget. That's new Candy Frappy Frappy Candy. Now with extra dimension Love Hamster 16.
Have a trail not included.
Tell Jeff and all your Acer friends, this one's the beans for maximum best fun.
Candy Frappy Frappy Candy from Squidco, the Gobi Bar people.
When Santa Claus made it down the chimney last year to lay the loot on you, he forthwith crept along on his tippy toes and quite by accident flipped on the stereo. And like a rock and roll sound which came forth, panicked old Whiskers out of his clothes. So he split the scene forthwith and made it up the chimney post haste.
Well, so much for our commercial break, which was broken itself by extracts from a strange tape, which appears to be affirmations. It's one of those New Agey style affirmation tapes for would-be salesmen. We started off with an advertisement for husband polish, and then we had the old Bob ads again. Yep, those old things. You heard them in the last Christmas show, I believe. And then there was Help Hope Huey selling the old Vermilion Ventworm Vittles, and they sound very tasty indeed. After that, we had a little piece of Lemuria called Denso Pep, which you would need after eating Dr. Bleepo Abernathy's Candy Frappy Frappy Candy. What was it? Frappy Candy Candy Frappy? I can't remember, but it was off Bob's Media Pollution, I believe. And then after that was a piece off the 365 Days Project, which was run by Otis F. Fodder at Ubu, that's ubu.com, that's how it's spelled, ubu. A strange little vanity number called Poor Old Santa Claus, which is obviously is even stranger than it sounds. In any case, we've only got through about 15 minutes, we've got longer to go, but I think it's time we had a bit more bobbly stuff, because we've had quite a bit of... Oh, maybe I should explain about the strange, wonky version of Jingle Bells that's been playing ever so often and is still playing now. This is off, or out of, a modification for the computer game Quake, the old chestnut, which is still going strong, called Twisted Christmas, which was reasonably fun. It takes place in a shopping mall overrun by evil Santa and his evil minions and his evil rocket-toting reindeer. And you've got to go in with your shotguns and your nail guns and eventually your rocket launcher if you find the damn thing and blow up the evil Santa and rescue the good Santa. All rather silly, obviously, but part of the fun was that in the background there is this wonky and not quite working right music. And if you've got the computer game Quake, this is the original Quake. It's not got a number in front of it. It's not Quake 4, Quake 3, or Quake 2. It's just Quake. You can get it through me at www.planetquake.com/fatty. And then you go to files and you look down for Twisted Christmas and there it is.
Savior nor born on Christmas Day to save us all from atom bombs when we have gone astray.
Oh, tidings of trembling and fear, trembling and fear. Oh, tidings of trembling and fear.
God love ye weary citizens, for it is such a shame to think of cruel injustices all done in Jesus' name. Remember when you go to church, believers are to blame.
Oh, tidings of trembling and fear, trembling and fear. Oh, tidings of trembling and fear.
God help ye weary citizens, you've all been taken in by priesthoods waxing rich and fat upon your fear of sin. Though you may knock at heaven's door, they will not let you in.
Oh, tidings of trembling and fear.
All the work when that fat rat bastard just sits up there claps at us. This is unfair! Unfair! We are being exploited! Strike! 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 with the ho-ho-hos, fat boy. We've had it up to here with you. We want minimum wage. We want health care. We want pensions.
Ho-ho-ho.
Ah, you really suck. Yeah.
Ho-ho-ho.
Back to work.
Hold it, wait a second. Perhaps we should talk about what exactly are the differences and similarities. Yes, let's do a comparison between Xmas and X-Day. I think that's very important for us to understand the differences. After all, they are fairly similar. One thing, they both involve male authority figures that are loosely based on the real ones that existed before, well, before Christmas was invented, basically. Xmas has Santa Claus, based on St. Nicholas. X-Day has Bob. Well, actually, they have a bobload of Bobs, all based on the original J.R. Bob Dobbs, the salesman of Slack, the channel for Negi's prescriptions to come to Earth. You get the idea. Xmas comes but once a year. X-Day, the world ends tomorrow and you may die. Xmas, preceded by 3 to 4 months of irritating high-pressure advertising. Rather like being hit with a fire hose full of crap. X-Day, well, this is just one part of our year-round, irritating, low-pressure, sort of Chinese water torture-style advertising. Xmas, Santa rewards all the good little boys and girls. X-Day, Bob rewards all those who send in their $30. Xmas, it's a Z-grade soulless, overproduced, commercialized parody of a religious festival. X-Day is a Z-grade Ed Wood produced, low-budget parody of a religion. Period. Xmas coincides with the winter solstice, or summer if you're here in the antipodes. X-Day coincides with the anniversary of the United States founding. Xmas, Santa punishes all the bad boys and girls by putting coal in their stockings, or if you're a certain North European, slavery in Spain. On X-Day, the pinks, conspiracy dupes, mall zombies, Barbies and cage dwellers, sames, normals, glorps, mediocritans and so on and so forth, and the non-paid sub-genii will pray for death. Xmas, Santa wonders if you've been bad or good. X-Day, Bob doesn't care, unless you've been real innovative about it, and Bob wants to buy the copyrights off you so he can market it. Xmas, North Pole Workshop, manned by elves. X-Day, Dobstown, Malaysia, manned by bobbies. Xmas, a miniature sleigh with a tiny reindeer. X-Day, the much larger Exus space fleet. Xmas, Mrs. Claus. X-Day, Connie. Xmas, leaves you in the same horrible world, just with new stuff. X-Day, Planet X. Need I say more? Xmas, Santa is the closest thing to God walking the Earth, I believe Lonesome Cowboy Dave actually mentioned that. X-Day, well, as the song goes, he ain't no man, he ain't no God. And finally, with Xmas, you grow out of belief in Santa. X-Day, as J.R. Bob Dobbs said himself, believe me out of it. Well, that didn't take so long, did it? There's probably more comparisons and so forth that I could have done. But what the hell? Basically covered everything right there and then. I think it's about time to combat all this focusing on the conspiracy-styled, pink, over-advertised, over-hyped, and overbearing religious festive, all that is currently barreling down on me with the appearance of a 3-ton concrete enema bag. Oh, that's enough of that. My backup band for this evening is Trash, playing White Christmas off their 1992 album Kamikaze. Thank you.
Gentlemen, you have all worked very hard. And among the lucky, you are the chosen ones. You have been sprinkled with lucky stardust. Yes, you have. For today, you have been chosen to reside in the court of the Great One. Gentlemen, I give you the boy who actually saw a woman's breast.
Scott, you made your choice. When you rejected my word, you rejected
me. And to your eternal soul,
you have found that not only could you afford to give to God that which was his, but you could not afford to do otherwise. The sentence still stands.
Frosty the snowman.
Into outer darkness, where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Sir, please, give me just one more chance, sir.
I don't want to go to hell, sir. Sir, no, no. Let go.
Children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
The tale-bearer will be at the judgment.
We bought our buddy named Lard a 3-foot-long sausage for Christmas one year. It was called the Yard of Beef. It occupied the center of our shrine dedicated to Yngwie Malmsteen until it got punctured and began to rot. Lard ended up positioning it as a dong on a decaying redwood sculpture of Bob Hope that we had purloined from Pier 39. Miss Thang thought it was gross, so Lark climbed up and put it on a pole 15 feet in the air. Miss Thang didn't much care for that either, but was relieved that she didn't have to see Bob Hope with a huge festering beef heart every time she went in the backyard. Yes, you can keep peace in the family if you'll just think of others a little more often. Otherwise, you're just 2 yards of beef.
But let's leave things of this world behind and walk now down the path of Bob for this brief minute of slack from the Church of the Subgenius.
Ah, yes, dear friends, this is Reverend Ivan Stang with another reading from the sacred prescriptures of the Church of the Subgenius. And yea, he climbeth down chimneys and delivereth us the gifts of the flesh and of slack. He commandeth horned demons with cloven hoofs to take to the air and pull him in his chariot in glory. For he knoweth when thou hast been sleeping, and he knoweth when thou art awake. He judgeth if thou art damned or worthy. So heedeth this for thine own sake, for his eyes are everywhere. Like unto Big Brother, he puffeth on his pipe and laugheth at our follies like a bowl full of Vaseline. But yea, in his mercy, he giveth us days off, and he bringeth us goods, yet billeth us not. So imagine, friends, somewhere in the snowy north, the Santa Bob trudges mindlessly on, driven by strange forces to complete his nameless errands. And he may show up at your house, if you've been a good sub-genius. Let there be slack.
See www.subgenius.com.
What the hell was all that? Okay, better get some credits going then, because we had about 7 items in that last chunk. What were we listening to? Well, we started off that particular chunk of show with Pope Cecilia and Trickster Shaman, track 8 off The Hairs in Bob's Ears, an album that is available, I think, through subgenius.com, and recently as MP3s on oldbinaries.slack, singing Tidings of Trembling and Fear. Trembling and Fear. Oh, Tidings of Trembling and Fear. And speaking of trembling and fear, no doubt the elves in that elf slave revolt thing posted by New Monet however many moons ago were feeling trembling and fear. And they said tidings. But they didn't have tidings, they had blimmin' machine gunnings of trembling and fear. And thereafter, if there was any trembling to be done, it was probably the trembling of the earth at the footsteps of the Iron Santa, as sung by the Hee Haw Gospel Quartet, it says in this MP3 here. Very strange piece of track. It makes me think of that terrible Hulk Hogan vehicle, I believe it could be called, Santa with muscles. Frankly, the only muscles I want to think about Terry Hogan eating would be the ones you get in a little punnet at the supermarket. They're after me! Yes, me! Me! Oh, but trash is white Christmas off their Kamikaze album of 1992. Going on and on and on, ad nauseum, ad nauseating, ad pontificating about the differences and similarities of Xmas and X-Day. Although I think you know where my sentiments lie. Thereafter, we had a piece out of the B-movie American Astronaut, which was produced and released recently. It's on the internet somewhere. You can Google it, I suppose. Introducing, in what I thought was a pretty clever segue, the Judgment Frosty. I have no idea who produced that. There's no information in the MP3. It's just the Judgment Frosty. But whoever it is and hears it will know who it is, and other people who know who it is will know who it is. And no doubt, once they find out that I've released this, will let me know who it is. And then I can tell other people who it is, or they can tell other people who it is, or the person who made it can tell everybody else who they are. And that does not include Help Hope Huey at Beat Factory, that's beat-factory.net, if I remember correctly, who explained to us the story of the Yard of Beef. Truly one of those presents you should only get your enemy for Christmas. And then finally, the Reverend Ivan Stang explaining in a minute of slack about the Santa Bob. Well, just got one question before we launch into the next item. It's a repetition of a question that was couched by Professor Chaz Smith of Einstein's Secret Lecture at ESO Swamp Radio on WCSB, I think. Was there ever Christmas before malls?
That was satisfying, wasn't it?
I was so glad when that pleasure saucer landed, but the pilot was drunk or something, and I made out pretty good balancing on one knee and all, but it was kinda awkward to hump while I had to play the cut off my foot with a pleasure saucer blues. But it was real nice of Bob to grow me a new foot, but it's a dinosaur thing and has claws, so now I can't wear a shoe on that foot, and people sure stare a lot, and I tend to walk in circles like this, ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Crazy damn old Bob, I sure love him, but, well, he's nuts.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the
Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas.
Walking in winter wonderland, jingle bells, jingle.
Saucers watching the little pink boys fry.
Turn on. Tune in. And
I want more slack, and I'm smoking frop nonstop. But what I really want, oh yeah, that's it. Those lovely alien nympho mutants. Nonstop orgies on the pleasure saucers. Days are coming, and the pigs are bumming. I said, X days are coming, and them little pigs are bumming. Those conspiracy dude pink boy normals are gonna fry. They won't even know what hit them. That old Stark Fist is gonna come down. But nothing's guaranteed, dear friends. I'm a card-carrying member of the Church of the Subgenius. I'm the almighty king of slap! But when X-Day comes around, the only thing I have is my unshakable faith in Bob!
Turn on. Tune in.
We all get presents we don't want, and help hope Huey evidently got a doozy. You can find out more about that and other things at Beat Factory, that's beat-factory.net/helphope. And then the Jethros, reminding us that the dark side of the Christmas tree exists. It's a CD, and you can get it if you will write the Jethros at 212½ Miller Avenue, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And then there's one of those funny strings of numbers that the US has and I cannot remember. And then Bill T. Miller. He has MP3s for download at BillTMiller.com. And I too have MP3s of ASS. Yes, I finally got around to putting the Antipodean Subgenius shows that I have done on my website at breakthinktank.com. Not too hard to find. You go to the toy box, you go to ASS, and there it is. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? In any case, you may or may not be listening to this thanks to the aegis of the Church of the Subgenius, the only mind control cult that is cheaper than Scientology. No, actually, that's not quite correct. We give better value for money than Scientology. Hey, did you hear that? They're trying to jam me. They're trying to jam me, friends. They're trying to stop me telling you that the Church of the Subgenius is cheaper and better value for money than Scientology. This is awful. This is incredible. This is insane. So am I. Where are we going? Where am I going? Who knows?
Our plight. Oh, what